Good morning and welcome to the Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, December 7th, the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, an important day in our American history. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please make sure your pagers are off during the meeting. Yvonne, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Lapidula?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Matcherone?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the November meeting?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So ordered. Is there any disclosure of ex parte communications? Mary, can we swear in our staff, please? If you're going to be speaking today, could you stand and be sworn in?
If you think you might speak, go ahead and stand up and raise your right hand or raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. On the monitors on the side of the room and up front, you'll notice a list of withdrawn and continued cases. Those cases will not be heard today. Our first case today, ladies and gentlemen of the board, will be AI-7. It's case number 2016-090844. It's the City of Palm Coast versus Vladimir and Zoya Kepchik, 12 Lansdowne Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. There's two parts to this. We have two violations. For the record, the respondent's not present, but the tenant is here to speak. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 16th day of September 2016, giving 3 days to comply. It was reinspected on the 28th day of September 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a motion A, no fine, standing order, and plus a $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Vladimir or Zoya Kepchik here?
No, the tenant is. The tenant.
Okay, is the tenant here?
Yes.
Could you come forward, please?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have to say in reference to this?
Well, first of all, I would like to just say that I'm trying to run a business and raising children and a sick mom. So I don't own a weed whacker. And when I seen this complaint on my garage, I went outside with scissors and cut it. And it was cutting it all around the house until somebody lent me a weed whacker to correct that. My son was doing the grass and he wasn't doing it good, so now I do it again. It doesn't look like that when I cut the grass. I told him you have to get up close to the house and you have to pull out this grass if you have to get it away from the house. So he's no longer in control of cutting the grass anymore. It's also a situation with a neighbor who's just harassing me. I feel like he doesn't like renters. I feel like he doesn't like children. I mean, you know, he's always coming out and telling me, if you keep up your grass, like everybody else that owns houses, and I'm like, I'm a renter. You can't control who's going to live on this block. There's two houses over from me where they had almost the same thing. They had accumulation of recycling bins, which I have photographs, trash barrels, and I'm like, it's the same thing they have over there. So I don't understand why I'm getting harassed all the time. But like I said, I feel like it's just this one neighbor that doesn't like tenants, he doesn't like children, and has nothing better to do with his time. Because I had another neighbor come out and say, what are you doing? When he see me cutting the grass with scissors, I said, I have to cut this grass with scissors. I don't own a weed whacker. I'm working 14 hours a day sometimes. I have 5 kids, 2 grandkids, a sick mother who's 67 years old, who keeps disappearing and missing, and I have to keep putting silver alerts out on her. I'm doing the best I can here. I don't cut the grass every single week because I can't do it every single week. I'm working sometimes all the way till 9, 11 o'clock at night from the morning time. So, I mean, I corrected it, and I'm doing the best I can to keep it like that.
Mr. Chairman, if we could get her name for the record. If we could get this lady's name for the record. I'm sorry.
Stephanie Henry.
If you could just... Your name, please.
Stephanie Henry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any questions from the board members? There's 2 cases on this particular address. If there are no questions, do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case, ladies and gentlemen of the board, is AI 8, case number 20160906 89. The City of Palm Coast versus Vladimir and Zoya Kepchik, 12 Lansdowne Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulation.
Again, for the record, the tenant is speaking on her behalf. I'm Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proven proper service, along with numerous photos taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was written on the 16th day of September 2016, giving 3 days to comply, and re-inspected on the 28th of September 2016. And the property was not in compliance at that time. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony of Evan Smith in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a motion A, no fine standing order, plus $5,350 administrative costs to the city. And for the record, what has happened here, the neighbor that's complaining, the other homes were addressed too at the same time. So he's just picking on everybody. But this, I spoke to the property management, and they went out. Obviously, I don't know if it was the tenant that cleaned it up, but he complained about the accumulation behind the air conditioning. So,
and it is in compliance.
It's in compliance now. The lawn looks great. Everything's clean.
Okay, and would the tenant like to speak on about this? State your name again, please.
I'm sorry, Stephanie Henry. That's just trash and recycling bins. That's the realtor sign, and that was a clothesline, and that was some fencing that I was going to put to continue the fencing off of my yard for my grandchildren when they come. But I got rid of it because, you know, I didn't want to. It wasn't a permanent fence, and I know you have to get permits to put permanent fencing. So, you know, I just was like, well, I guess you guys can't go out in the yard and play because I'm afraid of you going in the street. I used to live in a cul-de-sac, which was more safer for them to be running around and playing in the yard. So I'm like, well, you know, unless we're outside watching you and supervising you, you can't go out in the yard. So, I mean, other than that, it was just trash barrels and recycling bins. And like I said, as you see, that's the realtor sign, which I threw that out. I don't know why they never took it when I rented the house. So
we want you to keep it in compliance. It's in compliance now. Please keep it that way.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there any questions from the board members?
No.
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Was there an administrative cost assessed? Was there an administrative cost?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the city's recommendation, however, waive the administrative cost in this case.
Hmm? Do I hear a second to that motion?
I didn't hear what her motion was. I'm sorry.
The motion is to accept the city's recommendation but waive the additional $5,350 administrative fee.
I'll second that motion.
She was already.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 39. It's case number 201609030306. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sweetwater Custom Homes.
Good morning. The respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City
of Palm Coast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's at 17 Ullman Court, Palm Coast Code, Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Thank you, John. You can continue.
I'm sorry. The respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Supply for proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the first day of April 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of August 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 12th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 7th day of September 2016 and given 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 7th day of September 2016 and the property was not in compliance. I also have a note here that on October 12, 2016, the property came into compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of December 2016 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given to the same violation on property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50.
Is there somebody here representing Sweetwater Custom Homes?
I'm the tenant.
Yeah. You're the tenant? Okay. Can you come forward, please? State your name.
Jessica Hall.
And the address.
17 Yeoman Court B. Okay.
And what do you have to say, ma'am?
I was in between jobs at the time. And when I did find a man to cut my grass, he was no call, no show. And so I had to find somebody else. And their, I guess, machines messed up. So I found finally somebody. Every 2 weeks they come cut my grass now. And I got a job. Full-time job now.
All right. It's in compliance according to the code enforcement officer. We'd like to keep it that way.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Are there any further questions from the code enforcement code enforcement board? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion. We accept the recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 1. Case number 201608-1132. The City of Palm Coast versus Eleonora Ekamoritz, 28 Woodacre Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1 and 2, excessive accumulation of growth on the fence.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I'm Code Officer Patrick Arena for the City of Palm Coast. This notice of remedy was written for a fence nuisance. The fence nuisance has been remedied now, and the city recommends that we withdraw the case.
Mr. Chairman, this is a little unusual. This is not our normal process. This is under nuisance and public nuisances and imminent public threats under Chapter 35 of our Code of Ordinances, and this is where someone has a piece of property and they're not maintaining it. and it's more than just a code violation, but it presents what under the definition in the code as a public nuisance. There's a concern that the impact could create a health issue. And so what happens under that process is that the city issues a notice of remedy. And it says to the property owner, it's not a notice of violation, it's a notice of remedy. Two different things, but they kind of do the same thing. And it tells the property owner that they've got a certain amount of time to bring in compliance, or the city's going to come out and fix it themselves. So it's a little different process than what we're used to. And the reason I'm going into great detail is because normally you don't see these. Normally these don't get to the code board. But our code does provide that a property owner can say, no, I disagree. I don't believe that my property deserves this treatment. I don't think it's that bad. And so they can appeal. That's what we have today. We have the property owner filing an appeal to the city's notice of remedy. And my understanding is, and I think that you've just heard, is that the property is now in compliance. So really it is up to, in my opinion, it's up to the property owner. This is her appeal. It is her appeal to the city. The city does not have, we're not going to go out there and fix it, as I understand it. It's in compliance, but it's not ours to dismiss. It's not ours to withdraw. This matter is before you because it was an appeal brought by the property owner contesting the notice of remedy. City doesn't wish to pursue it any further, but the ball is in the property owner's court to determine whether she wants to. She's appealing the determination that it was subject to Chapter 35, and warranted a notice of remedy. So I can't speak for the property, and I don't know if she wants to continue to process her appeal. The city doesn't need to pursue this any further. Does that help? Because it's a little different than what we normally do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the property owner here?
Yes.
Good morning. Hello. Please state your name, please.
Eleonora Chinamores.
And your address.
And the thing is that excessive accumulation of growth on the fence, whose fence? Whose fence is that? I own an undeveloped lot. That lot has never been cleared, that never any fence has been erected on that lot. So if there is excessive growth accumulation on any fence, it's not my fence.
Okay. You requested an appeal. Are you requesting that the city withdraw?
Yeah, dismiss this case altogether because it's not even, related to me. I have been clearing both sides of that lot because of the fire hazard for years. There is nothing fire hazardous grows anymore, only 3 foot tall grass, soft grass. And I want to show you something, and actually I do have something to say about that. Okay, and I was at the city council meeting yesterday about that. I want to show you for...
Ma'am, hold on. You have requested an appeal.
Yes.
Okay. We need to find out what you want as an outcome from that appeal. Do you want this dropped?
Yes, I want it dropped. But I also want actually the city to cite the real violator, not me, not the one that complained about me while he's violating the city code.
Okay. We just want to know if you want to withdraw the case. That's your appeal.
Couple things from this
motion. I move that we dismiss this case.
I have a motion to dismiss this case. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right. The case has been, your appeal has been granted. Thank you.
And ma'am, if you've got anything about your neighbor that you want to discuss with code officer, I think he would be happy to speak with you.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
I for the city, from the city standpoint, and that's fine. That outcome is what we had suggested in my comments at the beginning. But I do want the property owner to know, and for the record to understand, the code does require, I know it's not her fence, it's not the property owner's fence, but the code does require, even if you have a vacant lot, that you keep the vegetation on your lot away from the neighbor's fence. So, for the future, that's not for today, but for the future, I'm asking to properly understand that, and she can get with the code officers to understand this better, but the code does require, even if you own a vacant lot and your neighbor puts up a fence, even though it's a vacant lot, you've got to keep your vacant lot vegetation away from their fence. It's a fire issue. It's a fire standard. So I just want to make sure that I think the property owner felt like, because I have a vacant lot and they put up a fence, it's their responsibility to clean my lot away from their fence. And that's not how our code works. So I just want to make sure that the property owner understands that, and if she could get with staff to make sure that, because I don't want to come back here again.
Well, then I have a question. Why is there a selective enforcement that you are doing?
Okay, I'm not prepared to address that.
Not here to discuss that. We've handled your case.
Okay, that's going to be next.
We're done. Thank you.
I understand. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 24. Case number 20160904. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Harold E. and Marlis Plumley, 26 Fordney Place, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast.
I'm
entering in evidence the city's composite. Entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs to depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th day of June 2013, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of July 2013, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 10th day of May 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 11th day of September 2016, giving one day to comply. Reinspection was done on the 12th day of September 2016, and the property was not in compliance. The property was also in violation on the 22nd day of May 2016 and the 16th day of August 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no finding standing order, recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Is Harold E. or Marlis Plumley present? Good morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name and your address.
My name is Marlis Plumley, and I live on 26 Fortney Place, Palm Coast.
Okay. And what do you have to say, ma'am? What do you have to say in reference to the case?
Well, for one thing, it is I have an over, my lot is large, very large. And when we have something to do with the driveway, like clean the driveway or the inside the garage, we put the car on the side of the house or in the back because the lot is oversized. And I think, you know, we'll be able to do that. And it don't stay there all day long.
Okay.
And we live here for over 33 years. We were the first one on the street in the cul-de-sac.
I might add that it's kind of
your name, sir?
I might add, sir, that...
Your name.
Oh, Harold Edward Plumley. Same address, 26 Fortney Place. No, it's just kind of odd that we've been here this long and we're such good, careful drivers. We never got a ticket, never got no infraction, nothing. but ended up we get over here like this because of a car improperly parked. I know that's no excuse. There is a code. You're not supposed to park in the grass. Really, it's not our car, but it's our son's 2012 Focus.
And mine.
And he's on Social Security, really. And so sometimes it's hard to get a point to him. I scolded him many times for this parking a car there. But he just, the reason why you see the car covered like that, he just overprotective of the car and don't want no sun on it. Now, there's a vacant lot, I admit, sir, there's a vacant lot next to us. It's been vacant all that many years. I think the owner's somewhere in Palm Coast, and I take care of a portion of it, and there's a nice shade tree on that vacant lot. And some days, the temperature over 100 degrees, that shade tree is awful tempting, you know, and our car's in the garage, but he parked that car over on the, that under that shade tree. Now, we were told about that. Just because that's another lot and there's a tree there, you're still not supposed to park there. So, but this thing here, the issue here, I think, is just the way you sit there. He was parking in the lot. I thought the issue was pretty well settled because we were told about and scolded in September, but we never heard. I got the notices here at the latter part of October, and I thought the thing was all settled because we've been abiding by the rules. And he finally got it in his head he's not supposed to park there. He's been abiding by the rules. But this is, I think this all happened clear back in September. And like I said, we never got nothing in the mail till all the way the latter part of October. And I thought everything was taken care of. And lo and behold, this came in the mail, the two I got them here, and then the next couple of days this was posted on our garage. And so I never dreamed we'd be over here, but we're here. So
okay, what the city is recommending, Mr. and Mrs. Plumley, is a no fine order because you've brought the violation into compliance. But once we make a decision on this case, it then becomes a repeat violation, and then you start getting fined, or it's possible that you could be fined. Since you have taken care of it, have your son park the car properly, and we'll probably never see you again, and Happy New Year. But I want to see if the board has any further questions for you before we make a motion. Does the board have any other questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. All right, sir, thank you very much. Please keep it in compliance.
Thank you.
I'll speak with you out here.
Thank you.
Mr. Plumley, the code officer will explain to you the outcome of today's hearing, all right?
Grab your hat, sir. Your hat.
Hello.
Our next case is AI 38.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Very much, all of you.
Our next case is 2016-081518, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Norma E. Holmes. 111 Ulaturn Trail, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Good morning. The respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite for proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions and date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 9th day of May 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 29th day of August 2016 and given 3 days to comply. On the 6th day of September 2016, the property was still not in compliance. I also have added notes here that on 9/12/16, I noticed that it was still in violation. And on 10/20/2016, the property came in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation and on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Norma E. Holmes present? Come forward, please. Were you sworn in this morning, ma'am?
No, I was not.
Okay. Mary?
Would you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
State your name and your address, please.
Excuse me?
Your name and your address.
Norma E. Holmes, 111 Ulotern Trail, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have lived in Palm Coast since 2002 and have never had a problem like this before. Having lived by myself 4 years now, I feel I am doing a pretty good job keeping things neat. A couple of months ago, the garbage was messy because I didn't realize the lock on my garbage can was broken. I have macular degeneration and I have sprained my back while bending and doing some yard work. And I wear a bed buddy and a back wrap for heat because once I bend over and I feel something not right, then I say I need to lay off and just let my back heal again. I've been doing a pretty good job, I think. When you are by yourself sometimes, you have to work and also look out for yourself, and that's exactly what I was doing. I would like to know why a phone call or a personal note was not sent to me to see if there was some kind of problem or a reasonable explanation as to the garbage and grass problem. It does take time for older folks to bounce back. It's a shame to me that the grass is a little high on the side, seen as a negative. What bothers me is a sizable amount of plastic bags, cups, cans, and paper that has increased rather quickly on Seminole Woods Boulevard. Times have changed, and areas in Palm Coast are not as neat and tidy as they were a few years ago. I, myself, would just as soon see high grass. Oh yes, also, speeding souped-up cars and loud motorcycles on this small, curvy street. To me, they should be here along with me. Also, I had a college student cutting my grass. When he graduated in June, he had another student supposed to be signed up for me to do my grass. Only he never showed up, and neither one returned my phone calls. Neither did their parents, who I repeatedly tried to get in touch with. Someone had to walk up to the garage door and pin the notice on the garage two or three whatever times. Why couldn't they have rang the bell to see if I was home and discuss the matter with me then? I mean, you know, I just think it's a little bit the grass. I mean, I'd rather much rather see high grass than bottles and cans and whatever junk on the roads and stuff. I'd much rather see grass. I don't know why it's so, why you find a little bit of high grass. I don't know why you find it so offensive. My kids love to play in the grass. They run through it and walk through it. But, and also I've had the same problem with other people with the lots on both sides. High and overgrown, and critters, all kinds of critters are come around in and out. I hear noises off and on all night long. And my son says, Mom, it's because it's got two vacant lots on the sides and they're high as I don't know what. But that's why I got an alarm, because I don't know if it's a man, human, or if it's critters. I don't know what it is. So that's why I invested in getting an alarm. So I guess I'm basically done.
The code enforcement officer says that you are in compliance now. As of yesterday, you are in compliance.
Oh, yeah. I had a few friends come and help me out. I had,
Okay. We'd like you to keep it in compliance, ma'am. That's what the whole thing is. Are there any further questions from the board members? If there be no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so moved. Thank you, ma'am. Please keep your property and your grass cut and keep it in compliance. Thank you.
Okay. I was going to open my mouth again, but if I do, I might get fined, so I better just be quiet. Leave it to God.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, let's go to AI-4. It's number 201609-1078, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Terry A. Robinson, 28 Ballinger Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows, and I'm just going to read the dates. The 4th day of January 2016, the 13th day of April 2016, the 26th day of April 2016, the 13th day of May 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 21st day of September 2016, given one day to comply, reinspected on the 22nd day of September 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the property has not been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
What was the administrative cost?
$69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI-9, case number 201608-1526. The City of Palm Coast versus David J. King, Jr., 8 Eastwood Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th of August, 2016, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the 8th day of September 2016, the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the property has not been corrected. This is one notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus administration cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 10, case number 20160905-00. It's a repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Jason Hambrick, 18 Emmons Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 6th day of November 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 22nd of September 2016, giving 0 days fined until in compliance. Repeat number 10. The respondent was in repeat violation on the above-cited code for the period of September 22nd, 2016 to September 30th, 2016, in compliance on October 1st, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $1,200 a day for 6 days in violation for a total of $7,200. Plus administration costs of $74 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 12, case number 20160904-56. The City of Palm Coast versus Dorothy M. Glover. 23 Felix Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, swale parking between 1 and 6 a.m. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On July 1st, 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On August 5th, 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on September 9th, 2016, giving 3 days to comply. A reinspection was conducted on the 16th day of September, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of December 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 14, case number 20160805-28, Whoops, sorry. That one has been withdrawn. Our next case is AI 16, case number 20160905-62, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus M. Weber, LLC, 94 Clubhouse Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer.
Good morning. For the record, respondent is not present. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence to series composite one, proving proper service along with numerous photos taken to show the conditions and the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The second day of June 2014, a notice of violation was written, and reinspection of violation was corrected, and the case was closed. 19th day of November 2014, a notice of violation was written, and reinspection, the violation was corrected, and that case was closed. 14th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and reinspection, the violation was corrected, and that case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 19th day of September 2016, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of September, and the property was in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 6th day of June 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20160903-87, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Kevin J. Tadlock, 34 Freeport Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent's not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of April 2014, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 12th day of May 2015, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of July 2015, notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the case was corrected, or the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 19th day of April 2016, the violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was issued. The violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 8th of September 2016, given 60 minutes to comply. Reinspection was done that same day, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of December 2016, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20160800031. I'm sorry, that one's continued. Disregard that one also. And disregard all the ones on page 6, and we'll go to AI 36, case number 20160905-46, a repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Christy Throne, 16 Slaybell Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, trailer, boat, improperly parked.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 8th day of February 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 12th day of September 2016 and given 0 days and 0 minutes. And it was fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation on the above cited code for a period of from the 12th day of September 2016 to the 6th day of December 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the December 6, 2016, and the violation has not been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion E, still in violation, requesting a fine of $100 per day for 72 days in violation for a total of $7,200, with a continuing fine until the property comes into compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
And when you say still in violation, you mean still in repeat violation?
Yes, okay. Still in violation right now.
Have you contacted the homeowner at all?
No, I have not. No, there's been no contact. And I believe this property is owned. It's not a rental.
Okay.
Homesteaded?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 40. Case number 20160815-21, recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Leon D. Jr. and Maria Cousin, 11 Undershire Path, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 13th day of April 2015, notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 9th day of May 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 12th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 29th day of August 2016 and given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 29th day of August 2016 and the property was not in compliance. This property came into compliance on 10/20 of 2016 after I've had contacted the owner of the property who lives up in Virginia. And they said they had problems with their lawn guy not showing up. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of December 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given to the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring. Plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 41, case number 20160-30130, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jessica Ann Derricott, 241 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-110A13, window and disrepair.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence composite proving proper service and a copy of the original code board along with photographs. This case was heard on the first of June 2016. The order was signed on the 7th day of June 2016 and given 14 days to come in compliance or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from June 22nd, 2016 to December 6th of 2016 for a total of 168 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $8,400. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with a fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 20160409-06, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sean M. and Joseph D. Eberhardinger, 80 Upshire Path, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service and a copy of the original code board along with photos. This case was heard on the 2nd day of August 2016. The order was signed on the 9th day of August 2016 and given 5 days to come into compliance for a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently in compliance. The property was in violation from August 15, 2016 to August 17 of 2016 and in compliance on August 18th of 2016 for a total of 2 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $50. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion F in compliance plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. That's it for the cases. Is there any unfinished business? Any old business? And under new business, we have election of chairman and vice chairman for next year.
Members of the board, happy holidays and a happy new year. I probably won't see most of you until our next meeting in January. So I just wanted to wish you all the best. I've got to scoot to my next meeting.
Same to you.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, this was Oh, where you were.
We set a record.
This was the fastest meeting
ever.
I think it was because last month was long.
And the month before.
That was a paperback.
It was a marathon.
Last month was long.
Well, we didn't have a long meeting last month.
We did.
From memory.
Where is it? Grass is in here.
Pizza,
part of it is the grass.
He quickly went on the cruise afterwards. He got out of the country.
This is a record.
Yeah.
I'll count it. You guys there? Drummer?
And the results are.
Okay. With five votes, Mr. Mugford has been reelected to chairperson.
Congratulations.
And with four votes, Mr. Copeland has been reelected to vice chairperson.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That being said, I'd like to wish you all a happy holiday, Merry Christmas,